So you're going to write the number of fish and the pounds on this label, and then you're going to put this donation label on the right top corner.
That's Tanya Ives. She's packing up chum and king salmon to be distributed to villages along the lower Yukon River. The fish are whole and frozen, so villagers can use them how they wish.
I got four more villages to do.
Bristol Bay processors sent the salmon to Kwikpak, the only fish processing plant on the Yukon. It's near the mouth in Emonik. This donation is about 12,000 pounds of salmon. Kwikpak is splitting it up between 10 lower Yukon River villages.
It's going to Emonik, Alakanuk, Nunum, Kotlik, Mountain, Pilot Station, St. Mary's, Marshall, Russian Mission, and Pitka Point.
Tanya's been working at Kwikpak for 8 years. She travels up from Washington each summer. Normally, at this time of year, she'd be packing up chums to sell all around the world. But the Yukon River has seen its worst summer chum salmon run on record, and its third worst Chinook run. That means the commercial fishery is closed, and Kwikpak can't sell salmon this year. Subsistence fishing for chum and Chinook is also closed, and many people along the river have not had a taste of the fish yet this season. The donations are a way to change that. Regional tribal nonprofits determined how many fish would go to each village. They split it up by village population. Tanana Chiefs Conference directed distributions upriver, and the Association of Village Council Presidents in the lower river. Kwikpak boated the salmon from community to community. Weighed down by thousands of pounds of frozen fish, a tender boat slowly motors up the cold, rainy Yukon. At the helm stands Captain Darren Jennings.
St. Mary's, here we go.
Driving upriver in the skiff, we dodge sandbars. The farther upriver we get, the denser the willows. Then spruce forests appear. According to local elders, it used to be pure tundra. The flora is changing, and the sandbars claim more territory each year. They're getting harder to avoid, even for someone who knows the river as well as Darren Jennings. Delivering salmon to the villages is new to him. In previous years, he'd be doing the opposite, picking up commercial fishermen's fresh catch and taking it back to Kwikpak to be processed. He's one of the few dozen employees that Kwikpak has been able to hire back this year.
Usually we'd be running way more and had way more people here, but since there's no fishing, you can only have so many workers that are doing so many things.
We dock in St. Mary's.
We're dropping off boxes of fish.
Workers from the Algachik and Andrevsky tribes meet the tender at the bank. They load the fish into their pickups and then drive them to households all evening. A woman named Bay from St. Mary's is grateful to have at least a bit of fish.
We got two, and we were so happy for them. Right now I have them thawing out so I can can them. They can last longer throughout the winter for us.
But she says the fish isn't enough food for her family. With little opportunity for subsistence salmon fishing, her grocery bill has gone up. Her husband, Waki, says they'll have to try for other species of fish to get them through the winter. In St. Mary's, I'm Olivia Eberts.